The Prangies Christmas exhibit at the Neville Public Museum is like the whole city of Green Bay went up to the attic and brought down Grandma's decorations. It's full of mechanical dolls that used to grace the big windows of the H.C. Prangie department store downtown. Inside was Santa's Enchanted Forest, and its most famous denizen was Bruce the Spruce, a talking tree. Education curator Matt Welter says Bruce was very low-tech, just a hollowed-out plastic Christmas tree.
There was a person that was inside of the spruce tree that was usually an employee of the Prangies, and he would just be sitting there, and as people came by, he had a way of seeing them and them not seeing him, and he would just start talking to them.
This is the third year of the Prangies display at the Neville. The chain of stores closed years ago, but people in Green Bay still talk about the elaborate displays. History curator Trevor Jones says it gets bigger each year.
Last year we added the Enchanted Forest, and we were lucky enough to get one of the original Santa chairs. And we take comments from people every year. We have these big boards where we ask people to write about it and their memories, and it's very emotional. People get very emotional about Prangies. It's one of those things, I think, that binds this community together. And a lot of the questions were, once we had the Enchanted Forest, is, we like the Enchanted Forest, where's Bruce the Spruce?
Museum volunteers will staff Bruce the Spruce on weekends through the first week in January, though curator Matt Welter says the banter will be a little more PC than it was when Bruce first started out.
This was done in the early 70s, and for example, occasionally Bruce the Spruce would give out a wolf whistle to a woman walking by.
Instead, Bruce is expected to surprise little kids by asking them what they want from Santa this year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.